Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reading. Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, bars for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's empty his girls, I'm throwing pins, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more, and it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing covers, dropping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked, wishes over the witches. How the fuck we be living here, yeah, top of the man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit for my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a herbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faked in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consume it on them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hate me, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing Douglas where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Woo woo, you was good, motherfuckers. Welcome to the Jungle of Rotary, where even the wicked keep it fresh. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, will be joining us whenever the fuck he gets here. But I just decided that I should be going to track, like usual, Boondocks, Von J, and Sugar Slam, Infection.
Okay.
motherfucker, eat the barrel, swallow five clips. Rap about a fake addiction here, swallow five scripts. Nothing wrong with happy home, but saying yours is broken. Just to make your rhymes seem harder, fool, you must be joking. I guess you fake it till you make it, then you make a bigger lie. They like to point the nine at you, squeeze it till the trigger dies. Kill you in that big ass ego, something real is bit about. One more year in your career, nobody give a shit about.
The game is infected with sludge. So many phony fuckers, so far from the truth. If I fall over the edge, everybody suffers. My promise to you, the game is infected with sludge. So many phony fuckers, so far from the truth. If I
metaphor and punchline was your part in this. I ain't trying to hate, that's your life. Please shout it out, but please keep your hands off of shit that you don't know about. It drives me insane when folks talk about being broken, drunk in school and business. That's the ones I really want to choke. You can stress the truth, shit, I do it all the time. But honesty's in every song and blood in every rhyme. I make my living spitting, I don't rap, my kids don't eat. Your record fails to sell, more money thrown at your feet. The game is just an outlet for the broken, try to heal yourself. Take this shit for granted, might as well go kill yourself.
Infected with sludge, so many phony fuckers, so far from the truth. If I fall over the edge, everybody suffers. My promise to you, the game is infected with sludge, so many phony fuckers, so far from the truth.
Just wasted VIP. Do your thing till you get lit. Keep rubbing on my leg, you gon' get flipped.
Get up with it.
Tryna see how many shots it's gon' take for you to wake up in the morning and call me a mistake. Intoxicated, faded right now, you love it. In the morning, you gon' hate it when you're hungover.
Still not sober,
all her friends told her.
She gon' wake up and regret telling me to order.
10 shots, hey, send them your way. You a big girl, see how many you can say.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
you can do it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
get stupid.
Get stupid.
We do it non-stop, stop, 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 stop. We got that body rock, 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 rock. VIP, baby, girl, we on top, top, top. Say, ooh, baby, girl, yeah, you look so fine. All I wanna do is make you mine. Follow me now to the VIP. Let the pop, baby, girl, you can drink on me. You know how we do it, party all night. Come, girl, tell till the morning light. Let me work your body, girl, feel alright. Fire match of VIP, it's on tonight.
I'ma buy 10 shots, send them your way. You a big girl, see how many you can say.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
you can do it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
get stupid.
Get stupid.
Motherfucker, we're brown, but it is what it is, though. We ain't with all that racism, we just spread love. And thank God for the J's and the places we gon' end up. Should we ended up here?
Homie, I've been strapping for his dreams since he come up. They don't want it, homie. I put it on my kids. I put the scope on top they head just like I had in Liz. They see us winning and they mad, that's why they throwing fits. They getting born and let us in, they know we killing shit. I guess we finally made it, the underground is here. Call it Prometheus, cause I'm the fucking engineer. My water's shark infested, I see them coming near. They looking for some chum, all they get's a spear. My tongue is lethal with it, deadly, I come evil with it. Hands so low, they greed are wicked, my weirdo people get it. You might need some backup, get some more shooters. Cause I'm not selling out, I'm not George Lucas. My shine is blinding me, happy cause I finally shut these fucking haters up from Quacking Duck Dynasty. I'm like the Hulk cause I can feel the beast inside of me. Right outside your door with all my weirdos and we rioting.
Nobody came in the game and did what I did get. Spitting for the regular people and had an impact. Never been a front and shit, my humbleness is intact. Rubber sitting on a bitch, time to get some get back. Dick back and put them motherfuckers in the industry. Don't mention me, we'll mention any other rapper, white guy. But I came independent and my album was a classic. They got them like I hit them from the brown side. Throwing as I opened up, wasn't big time yet. Dropped a mixtape and later I was here, a lot of shit. Fans related to my music, had a common struggle. So I hustled trying to get me out the situation I was in. Counterfeit rappers getting paid, I ain't hating, I'm just waiting patiently and maybe we can get it now. Step up to the plate, I hit the plate, the bitches round. They gon' have to let us in the door, we gon' kick it down. Get a G.
Hold me out, his dreams is a gun book. Blood, sweat, and tears grind until the sun's up.
Hello, mister.
Hi.
I noticed you're a hipster. I'ma spit this flame. Watch this faggot's frame blister. Spit those whack raps. Your jaw, I wanna crack that. I'll break your fucking spine. True definition of snapback. Your style gets laughed at.
Hi.
Your face, I wanna stab that. Cut you into pieces and stuff you in your backpack. What's that? You like to drink in the clubs?
Yeah.
You like to do drugs?
Yeah.
You try to act thug?
Please.
My name clearly states I'm here to kill your buzz. And like my fans suggest, I'm gonna drink your blood. Not change my mind, cause I know I should. Not considered wrong, cause it's all out of love.
Yeah.
Love for the people we've reached with our music. Some call them weird, others call them lunatics. We call them families. If you're out there and you love this, help us kill all this weak fucks in abundance.
Come.
If you hate snapbacks and a swag rap, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
If you wanna see them bleed cause they're wearing skinny jeans, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
Mainstream trends for a Mercedes and a Benz.
Yeah.
Stop thinking in his rappers like creme de la creme. All beats to lyrics, that's what I'm hearing. And I'm wondering why none of these rappers are disappearing. But if that's what you want, then go ahead and have it.
Keep the jeans, the glasses, and looking like a faggot.
Keep all the riches, the cars and the bitches. While your fans keep me above you on their iPod list.
True.
Beats are dope, but lyrics should matter more.
Yeah.
That shit that cuts deep and hits you right in the core. The crowd interaction got you begging for more.
Come
put
on.
Your fingers in the air and scream, fuck a core. I said put your fingers up and scream, fuck a core. Band, leave them up if you wanna see an exec in the morgue. I'll never be mainstream, my shit's too hardcore. So dance all you want, but I want a body on the floor. If you hate snapbacks and a swag rap, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
If you wanna see them bleed cause they're wearing skinny jeans, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
If you hate snapbacks and a swag rap, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream. If you wanna see them bleed cause they're wearing skinny jeans, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream. If you hate snapbacks and a swag rap, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream.
If you wanna see them bleed cause they're wearing skinny jeans, put your hands in the sky and rip your scene. Put your fingers in the air without a single care and let me hear you scream.
Fuck the mainstream. Fuck the mainstream.
Go ahead and move it, mama.
Yeah.
I'm down to see you shake it.
Yeah.
I live for money, honey.
Yeah.
He make me wanna make
Come
it.
On.
I give a bloody fuck about if you got a couple rolls. I cut a line, you cut a rug, go ahead and touch your toes. And now we up in here, acting like some fucking clowns. Dipping while we tipping, about to order up another round. Spark it up to burn it down, ain't nobody turning down. Yo, bitch looking at me like I'm lunch, the table's turning round. W-A-B-Y, making T-Y, I be fastin'. The party go hard, be waking up, don't know what happened. From moody to laughing, too ready for action. Took another shot, sat down and watched that booty clapping. She doing a bad bend, straight out of the matrix. Nothing short of impressive the way she moved them faces. Fretting like a slave, baby girl just wanna take it. Cause she be the type of chick that I might wanna take with. No mama, no drama here, I'm comfy without a care. Right after we get it in, we gon' get up out of there. Wouldn't bother teasing, baby girl ain't tryna play with ya. 6 minutes it's on and I got 7 words to say to ya. Got her feeling in the blank, like she feeling out the pain. Niggas holding up the wall like they don't know how to dance. Ain't nobody gets wavy the way we pregame in advance. We saw Uncle Rico, we gon' stick them chicks up in the game.
It's all sun raises, dipping out of days. They trippin' off main game, different nowadays. Stress all day, hit them with your power plays. They better drop down when me whip and calibrate, yeah.
Let the song
ball playing, yes, I'm red to ball. Flexing weapons, stretching, pressing till your epinephrine gone. Left impression on, it was second to give up at the dome. That's a known threat when tech was on next. I went to the metronome. Yeah. To the beat, for the week, for the peace I seek, and I gotta go deep. Yeah. On the beach, gonna reach a lot of peace I seek, then I wanna go sleep. Yeah. I'm the samba, run upon the nana. Gun like mom made from ganja lasagna. Got your mind in disarray, tripping off with a nigga dead. Don't wanna make me get the cash, taking away when it is so bad. Left no life, we lose ya. Rockets, rifles, rules, guns. Picking it, blowing, but it'll be later because you bite no rules up. Better not an air square, nigga, come and want some. Let her get your airfare, nigga, when the phone comes. He fucking with family, I seen red. Pirellis be bucking, busting till everything dead. Off in my circle, everything red. Ballers building bars, you better bring bread. Whoever wanna see me need a ticket. All the bitches got inches for me to stick it, cause I'm wicked.
It's all done, raisin', sipping out of date. They tripping off main game, different nowadays. Just all day, hit them with your power play. They better drop down with me with my calibrate, yeah.
You wanna play? Cool, I wanna play. I could come through and break it down any kind of way. Hope mind state, radiate like gamma ray. All day with Speedy Gonzalez, stay on the lay. Stay on the lay, still like Lana Ray. They act tough, but they melt like Monterey. See how them rise and then fell like economy. Kanye West, welcome to my dark fantasy. I sacrifice rap crews, never quality. When I wreck the beat, boy, I make no apology. Hot air, they blow like wind and they gone away. That y'all tolerate, I cannot accommodate. It's comedy, the way I dominate. Nominate me for the modern day monarchy. Say what you wanna say, if you wanna follow me. Know that the artistry pumps through my artery. Double low control, I'm so Sean Connery. In the game to gain my total autonomy. Say lot of day, flow till the water break. Hand over your heart, then bow, namaste. Yeah. It's all done, raisin', sippin' out of date. They trippin' off main game, different nowadays. All day, hit them with your power play. They better drop down with me with recalibrate, yeah.
It's them not boys, block boys, we gon' make it high, boy. Take a brick of head ride, we gon' make it shot, boy. Take a fifth of hand ride, we gon' make it pop, boy. Man, my clique is 10 cars, running from the block, boy. Boy, sippin' vino with a freak, stack casino by the week. El Pacino on my feet, hold tight when the Escalade turn them curves. We be blowed off the jack and we burn them herbs. Pitch them birds, get work and stack that toe. Pitch them birds, get work and stack that dough. Pitch them birds, get work and clap that foe. Pitch them birds, get work and smack that hoe. I see P.O.s from the hood to the boondocks. Blaze your dead homie to the end when the moon drops. Leave your frame twisted and torn when the tune pops. Ask Clay, we get money stuffed in the shoe box.
If you want it, boom, you know we got it. From Elwood Time down to Narcotic. If you want it, man, you know we got it. Air Force One's in a legal product. If you want it, boom, you know we got it. From Mark Buchanan down to Narcotic. If you want it, man, you know we got it. Mike Stoddard, Beverly Willis in a legal product. It's time to get red when it's time to get live. My order staying busy just like a beehive. It's time to put in work.
I make money, dirty money. Slanging them things, make $100 bill out a little bit of change. Need it in the game, if I don't beat the block, they ain't eating the same. At the bottom of the food chain, working bees, pushing cheese, bosses got the male bees. I got hatchet kid, baby, y'all wearing white tees. Gotta get this money, cause we hungry, that's for sure. Fuck a rubber band, my knot, need a bungee cord. I got to hook up anything your money can afford. I'm trying to drive a Bentley, get the fuck up off the board.
You know we got it. If you want it, man, you know we got it. Air Force One's in a legal product. If you want it, boom, you know we got it. From Mark Buchanan down to Narcotic. If you want it, man, you know we got it. Mike Stoddard, Beverly Willis in a legal product. It's time to get red when it's time to get live. My order staying busy just like a beehive. It's time to put in work, it's time to get that money. Stacking more paper than bees, making money. It's time to get
15 cents and squeeze out a dollar. Take the shit, flip it to two within an hour.
I take 15 cents and squeeze out a bed. Take the shit, cop some weed, cook it up again and again.
I take 15 cents and squeeze out a Jackson. Take the shit, put the hoes on the track, I'm out.
I take 15 cents and squeeze out a Cino. Take the shit, stack them high, naked bitches on my butt.
I got work. Slip the motherfucking post, just another profit made, so fuck them hoes. Hustling whatever, you chipping off that cheddar. On my grind for life, a real go-getter. Building clientele, you can tell I'm living well. If it ain't an Elvis Simon, it's a fucking Pelly Pell. Stunner of the hood, everybody know my name. I don't pay in cash, you can charge it to the game.
If you want it, boom, you know we got it. From Elvis down to the car. If you want it, man, you know we got it.
My satisfaction don't exist, so I'll make a big mess and fuck up everything until I finally get some respect. Ha, they keep on talking, but I'm grinding. And now they acting like it's shocking that I'm climbing. I'll make them all liars, they thought I'd never be. I'm on a mission, show them one of the best they'll ever see. See, I'm better than they advertise. Underground Avenger, give the finger to those other guys. You can say whatever, let it linger, bitch, I hope they cry. I'm in position to dismiss these niggas, so say goodbye. Show up no mercy, nah. I'm getting close, I'm about bigger names, they're throwing lies. Yeah, and I'ma dunk it like I'm Blake. This is real talk, ain't nobody trying to be a fake. Let's go.
It'll never be given, you have to earn it. And you can say you're whatever, but you ain't learned yet. And you can tell them to give it, but it ain't your turn.
For someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. Let's go now.
It'll never be given, you have to earn it. And you can say you're whatever, but you ain't learned yet. And you can tell them to give it, but it ain't your turn yet.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying and chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta lope. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool. We'll be right back.
suffering.
If you live in a haunted house, you can leave it. If you hear ghost stories, choose not to believe it. My dilemma's deeper, try to perceive it. My head is haunted, can you conceive it? I'm screaming at random, shit is terrifying. Right, left, out of the blue, I start crying. I saw an exorcist, but he quit the case. I bit off his chicken and spit it in his face.
Living in my heart,
I'm forever haunted.
Something that deep
always I am tortured.
Will they ever let me go?
Go, 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 go.
With them I come
from the final warning. No.
The creeps over me, you force dilate. Am I become now faced with wild hate? What is it impairing me, tearing me to take another breath?
Come on!
Gangsta selling on appearances. They need to take a musicology class.
So thank God the prince has finally come back to save us from the whack water down pre-side show on the anti-American denial.
Surgeon, changing music into a different person. I took his face and changed it, replaced it surgically, verbally gave it a facelift. Now it's some new shit, we call it blood music, but there's celeb bands who can relate to it. So let the games begin. You either turn with the world or you watch it spin. If your dreams were stolen by a liar, then steal it back like your name was Winona Ryder. Don't be afraid, be stronger, divide and conquer. Come out swinging like Ozfest concerts. Time's up, I'm calling you to rise up. Moon, walking blind with your eyes shut. Find a message hidden in these chapters, like Black Sabbath records playing backwards.
Move out the way when I'm passing through. I got head to the front and the back of you.
I got
it.
Game. I'm in between Grand Theft Auto and Max Payne. I'm the magic in the hands of David Blaine. Spit so much blood, I leave this microphone stained.
On camera spiders, spinning webs of hatred. Welcome to the wonderful world of entertainment, where stars are born and celebrities tell lies. The revolution will now be televised.
Since we got nobody else, well, we got Angel Call, well, tune in, but nobody else with us, so I said we go a little Isham, Pussy Ain't Got No Face.
Pussy ain't got no face, you see, you got to fuck it anytime you can get it. To my tune, you be wet. Well, I was walking down the street all by my lonesome. I see the ugly young thing. She said she wants some. Well, I'm not the type of brother who doesn't share. I said, look, baby, if you're clean, I don't care. I had to play it on the safe side. I used protection. She started rubbing on my dick till an erection. I fucked a hoe in the alley without haste. You see, her pussy has lips but no face. So look like products on her
pussy ain't got no face, no face. You gotta take it in.
Tip, I had to take her to the crib. But little did she know that she was an ugly hoe. She must have loved my dick, that she was hollering out my name. I fucked her and I fucked her, and no, I'm not ashamed. Six fly juicy lips, walls to walls. All that juice dripping off my balls. You might be ugly or you might be cute, but either one, it don't matter. I can still fuck you. If you was ugly and I fucked her, I got taste. But keep in mind that your pussy ain't got no face.
Pussy ain't got no face, no face. You gotta stick it in and be hoe.
like Brussels sprouts. Be freaky in the ear of an ugly hoe, but don't get me wrong, I like the pretty ones though, but they be trying to diss, so I'ma tell you like this, fuck every chance you get, and then afterwards piss. Bitches is bitches, and facts is facts. You just wanna bust a nut and tell a hoe to get back. So fuck every bitch in the human race, but keep in mind that the pussy ain't got no face. If it's
pussy ain't got no face.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto?
He never said me, but it's
soul. Obviously not this show.
Yeah, no. There's Angel. It's just we only have Angel in the room. Well, we had Paradia, or is it supposed to refer to her as Paranoia? But she left.
She's absolutely no help.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, all cheerleaders die.
Wasn't yeah, we hard? Already know that you were watching this earlier today. Your Facebook tells us everything.
Yeah, it was an absolutely horrible movie. Bad graphics. Only thing they had going for was hot ass cheerleaders. That would
die. We all know the reason why you were watching it.
Yeah, zombie cheerleaders. But yet, the movie sucked. Man, the horror genre has completely died with all these crappy movies they keep putting out. I miss the good old days. Don't you?
No.
Come on, man. Like, you know, back in the day, like, when they actually had good horror movies, you know, that were actually somewhat scary, a shitload of blood. I mean, you know, they almost fucking, I mean, they kind of brought that back, with the collection and the collector, but then afterwards it died again.
But that's only one movie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you think it would have, you know, triggered something to where it brought back a, you know, people would actually be interested in creating fucking movies like that again, but no, they just keep giving us Paranormal Activity over and over and over again.
And people like Havoc support those movies, so they'll keep making them.
I do not support them.
Hey, you gave them your money. That's supporting them.
I guess in a way.
Even if you didn't watch the movie, you still supported them.
Yeah, I guess. Well, at least they got a new DVD coming out sometime this year. Oh wait, am I? Came out this year already. Even Ghetto G might want to go see, or might want to rent. It's called.
What lovely movie is that?
Avengers Confidential, Black Widow, and the Punisher.
I'll see, that could be interesting.
Yeah, it's already out there. It came out in March on DVD.
Yeah, now you just have to find it to rent.
Yeah. I found it on Amazon.
I don't want to buy it. You fell into the rabbit hole again. What are you saying?
I'm saying Amazon makes it so that way, you know, you can also rent movies and watch them either on your TV or on Amazon directly. It's called Amazon.
Fuck Amazon.
It's called Amazon Instant Video.
It's also called Redbox Instant Video.
Yeah, but Redbox don't have it. It doesn't have it.
Or whatever the hell the fucking shit is. Maybe it was Netflix.
Yeah, maybe Netflix does have it. I'll find out sooner or later. But apparently...
Yeah. Yeah, after you get through the list of shitty movies that you have on your nice list.
Right now I'm watching Angel.
Why are you watching Angel, you sick bastard?
Man, not that fag. I'm talking about the show. But, you know, with David Boreanaz. You know,
like that's any better.
I could probably find it. I could probably find it. Well, once I go back to it, there's actually a perfect exit. Hey, you know, at least I'm like Angel, you know, who's watching, fuck, who watches Wild and Out.
Show ain't even on anymore.
Apparently it is. He said he just got done watching it.
And what channel was that on?
I don't know. Apparently Tech Nons could be on that next week.
Took him fucking long enough to put the episode on.
Yeah, right?
We've known about this for a couple months now.
Yeah, it'll be next week. Yeah, no.
Now, if only I knew what channel it came on. And what time it came on.
And it probably comes on, like, on MTV, too.
Or what day it comes on. Does it come on today?
Let's find out. Let's do a little search here. Wild. And out. There we go, Nick Cannon. Let's see. Tonight had... Yep, MTV2 comes on Wednesday. Looks like...
At what time?
Looks like... I don't know. It didn't really... Because right now it's saying 12 a.m. for the replay of it.
Well, that
doesn't
help.
Sunday. I don't want Sunday. I don't give a fuck about Sunday. Wednesday, here we go. Wednesday, it comes on. Well, it looks like it's on all day Wednesday. Next Wednesday. But new episodes come on at 9 p.m.
Let's see.
In other words, Angel was watching Wild and Out tonight for Austin Mahone. They had a few other episodes where they had Rick Ross's dumbass on it.
Oh.
And, of course, Gail G's favorite person, Mac Miller and MGK.
Mac Miller. Complete garbage.
Yeah. I think that's part of the thing that made that all Chiller Eye movie fucking absolutely horrible, because they had all these fucking white chicks fucking talking like they were black.
I thought you were going to tell me Mac Miller was in that movie.
God, no. Fuck no. That would have straight up made it even worse. But the fact that you see all the, like, there was, like, mainly, like, all white bitches fucking talking like they were black.
Yeah, that tends to get on my nerves.
Angel, stop putting links in the goddamn fucking room.
All these links for nobody to see.
Yeah, seriously. Don't know why you're sharing a link for.
Angel, I officially mark you as spam.
He is a spam man.
You're the reason people have pop-up bloggers.
Man, he's the reason why they were fucking invented. But, yeah. As I said, Angel, I don't give a fuck about wilding out. Because, yeah, I simply just give a fuck less about it. Simple as that. I don't plan on watching it.
Let me go on the other list that's probably shorter. Things Havoc cares about. Well?
Not too much, actually.
That's not really an answer, but okay.
I mean, if I can't find anything good that's bloody as all hell, scary as all hell, or involves anime, or wrestling, I could really give a fuck less. But hey, that's
wow.
Just me.
That's pretty sad.
Anime
or wrestling.
I mean, come on, man. Fucking all TV nowadays is really is just fucking reality TV shows.
Man, there's a whole world full of shit. We're not just talking television. Nobody likes TV. There ain't fucking anything on TV I want to watch.
Yeah. Oh, it's all become retarded.
I mean, for fuck's sake, I was sitting here watching Invasion.
Yeah. That was
mainly because it was one of the best things they've done over the years.
Agreed.
And for the fact that I turned on the network and the best of Raw was on, and that's what they were, it was the Raw before Invasion. And you know, I was trying to watch the countdown, but apparently they didn't have a new countdown show on, so I sat there and was watching it. I was like, they kept talking about Invasion being Sunday. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to watch Invasion.
Yeah, Thursday.
Go see the bra and panties match.
Hell yeah, man, I miss those.
And to find out something I don't think I ever knew, that Billy Kidman was from Allentown.
I don't think I knew that either.
Yeah, Allentown, Pennsylvania.
That's definitely something new.
I was like, he's from Allentown? What the fuck?
That's seriously, what? When the fuck did this all happen?
Forever.
I swear, he was from like at least. I mean, cause they kept always looking and saying he was from like Florida or some shit like that, like, weren't they?
And they announced that on that invasion, said he was from there.
Damn. Yep.
And then the referees were fighting. That shit's funny.
That's what they should do. Make a fucking match where it's fucking referee versus referee. What the hell of a thing.
Well, they can't do that now. They only have like one referee.
They really do. Yeah, here we go. He was born in Allentown and he resides in Tampa.
See that? There's a fun fact for tonight.
Yeah. Then, let's see what they got going on now. There we go. Yep, it's still the best of Raw.
I think it should be the best of SmackDown now.
That's coming up next.
How long is the best of Raw? What the fuck? I don't know, man. That damn schedule thing on there is fucked up.
It usually is, yeah.
You put something on, like, I kept trying to put on main event yesterday, and, I kept playing the, Legion of Doom, special thing.
Damn.
I was like, this isn't main event.
Nah, fuck.
I mean, even though the day before that or something, I was watching that, same thing it was on. They showed the scalpel match, and one guy falling down and blowing out both of his knees.
I remember that match. Man, great.
Not the singing one, not the one that gives me hugs.
Man. Well, so far they've got 8 matches booked for fucking SummerSlam so far.
Yeah, then you hear Triple H. It's going to be the biggest card.
Yeah, for only $9.99.
Man, somebody made a picture of Edge, man. It says, I sure hope Triple H doesn't find out I only have $9.98. Or whatever the fuck it's in.
Unfortunately, now we have to see The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler for the Intercontinental Championship at SummerSlam as well.
Yeah, I want to see The Miz versus Mike Awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome, man.
That's what I want to see.
Austin, so cold. Come back. Yeah, it's funny how now they're giving us the full-out thing of Smack of Raw now. So it's like the best of Raw. So
yeah, it was the best of Raw, and it played like the whole fucking thing of that.
Yeah,
that's
kind of fucking. I mean, you see, like, that's what they should do with the WWE Network. Put on all the old school fucking Raws and SmackDown, not just, you know, bits and pieces.
Well, they should do that with the new Raws and SmackDowns.
Well, that too.
So therefore, if you miss them, you can watch them on her.
Yeah. But it'd be great to see, you know, the old fucking Raws again, like the entire fucking thing.
Man, you see Michael Cole back in the day, man. That dude was weird. It was more exciting back then, though.
Yeah. He was skinny as all hell, though. Like, he was Justin Matthews size.
Now he's all fat and boring.
Yeah, seriously. This is why the WWE, you know, should put him back on crack.
and they were showing the Undertaker's old wife, man. That girl was ugly.
It was Sarah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really was.
And what the hell was Albert and X-Pac, man? Did they have a name for their tag team?
X-Factor.
Is that really what it was called?
Yeah, you're dealing with the X-Factor.
Because X-Pac had that match, and then that music was playing again. I was like, why is he coming out again? And then it was Albert. I was like, wait, what? Really don't remember them being together.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm trying to remember who it all was. Yeah, it was X-Pac, Albert, and Just Incredible.
Just Incredible? What?
Yep. Yeah,
how
he was part of them.
Work? This was during Invasion, man. He was on the other side. What?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. It was weird because, like, he was on the other side, but, you know, then the Alliance came in, and, but, like, and then Credible joined the Alliance, you know, so leaving X-Factor.
Okay.
Hey, look. It's a school teacher by the name of Spike Dudley. Man, I'm pretty sure fucking all his students try putting him through the fucking into the fucking desk every single fucking time they see him. Yeah, here we go, and then, of course, fucking X-Pac got injured in October 2001. So, fucking Albert ended up forming a new tag team with Scotty Tuati.
And what the hell was that?
I don't know.
Is that place in New York still exist?
Which place?
That WWF New York thing they had.
No, I think that shut down.
Because they were showing that. I was like, I wonder if this is even still there.
Yeah, no, it showed. I think that shut down.
Just like how wrestling used to be on other days, too. All those shows got shut down. Sunday Night Heat.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, here we go. Again, they closed down, and then the Hard Rock Cafe took over. Fucking took over.
Became the Hard Rock.
Yep. Bye-bye, Spike. You're about to get your ass kicked by Paul Heyman, even though that mofo can't fight to save his life.
By Paul Heyman? What the hell?
Yeah, man, fucking Spike Dudley's in the ring with fucking Molly Holly, and then Paul Heyman comes down.
Oh,
Wait.
This was already on. What the fuck?
So this is probably the same one you watched then.
Yeah, they were just playing that earlier. And then I sat there and I was watching that for a while. And then I put the pay-per-view on.
Oh, I think what they should do is, if you're going to do the best of Raw, you should do it to where the invasion actually began.
I'm sure they did at some point.
Yeah, at some point.
So apparently, on that Paul Heyman DVD, Bray Wyatt appears on it.
Why?
I'm not sure. Is that on a network? You can find out if you really want to. I really don't want to watch that.
I don't either, but why would Bray Wyatt be a part of it? He has
That's
nothing to do with it.
That's what I want to know. Like, is he a Paul Heyman guy? Like, what?
Well, I mean, at least now we know why fucking Paul Heyman always wore so many damn fucking hats. He was bald.
No shit.
That's funny how fucking Spike Dudley, like he never had his own fucking shirt. But so long of being part of WWE and ECW, like, he never owned his own, he never had his own shirts. He always wore the company shirts, like, you know, like I was rocking the fucking Invasion t-shirt. I'm like, what the fuck?
Man, they all were.
So apparently the only way for getting Molly Holly to join ECW is if she gets some liposuction, some fucking get a boob job done.
And that was like Terry Runnels, man. She pretty much wrestled naked.
Yeah.
You'll never see that now, though.
No, you won't.
Closest thing you get to that is like AJ Lee sitting in the middle of the ring in a submission over her legs wide open.
Man, that's the closest thing you ever get nowadays.
That's as close as you'll ever get.
Oh, but like, they need a, like, the good old days of WWE, I miss them so well.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand either, man. It's they were saying WWF in the whole pay-per-view, but it's labeled as WWE.
Yeah, seriously. But what's funny is the fact that in the best of Raw, it's labeled as WWF. Like I said, it's like editing the logo. The big question in everybody's mind is, what the fuck happened to your stutter there, Bubba Ray? Bubba Ray! What's funny is like how, like, back in WWF days, fucking Bubba Ray was so fucking, was a fat ass. And now you go to TNA, he's all fucking built, he's like all buffed and built out and shit.
Yeah, but he's still nowhere.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's definitely nowhere. him and fucking Devon.
I mean, why do you think they got the Dudley boys together?
because he couldn't do shit by himself.
Do you know who I am?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, motherfucker, you're that guy that ain't shit without Devon.
Oh, man.
Why don't you go have another terrible casket match?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man.
If I could be serious for a minute.
I'm going to push you through into a casket.
No, man, that's Lance Storm, nigga.
Man, Lance Storm retired. He was the smart one. He actually retired.
I blame Canada.
Yeah, it would be Canada's fault. All right, so we said we go with a track here. What track you want to go with?
Whatever.
Okay, I said we go with this.
Right now, someone fell out of a netting. Somebody's walking the aisle of a wedding. Someone's fucking, someone's fighting. Someone else probably getting struck by lightning.
Right now, someone just got 25 years. Somebody tripped, falling down the stairs. And you can't help, cause you ain't there. It's going down right now, but you don't know where.
Right now, there's a hottie blowing a dick. That don't belong to the man they with. Scratch off ticket, somebody just hit. And partied so hard, they lost that shit.
Right now, someone quit rehab to drink. Somebody looks hot as fuck, but they stink. Someone in a car crash got paralyzed. Somebody else got lucky and don't realize.
Right now, all around the earth.
Contracted SARS and donated their brain to science jars. He got demoted, she got promoted. He got so mad, his head exploded.
Right now, somebody fell head over heels in love. Someone else lost all of the above. Somebody's phone is another's game. Boat crash, kidney found at last.
Right now, as you hear in this beat, some little kid is stepping out into the street and splash. Just like that, a car. Luckily, it didn't happen where you are.
Right now, it's going down. Don't front any time of the day, any night of the month. Enjoy the calm, relaxation, cause elsewhere, strangulation.
Right now, all around the earth.
Tick of the tock of the clock. Somebody else gets shot. Maybe in Guam or down the block. Tick tock, click.
The death bomb.
Right now, shoo. Everything's great, but over there is cell block 8. Rape, brutal, bloody, massacre, murder. Thankfully, in some place you never heard of.
Right now, some people shouldn't be alone. From the nursery to the nursing home. Little boy training wheels, he don't need them anymore. Old man does wheelchair, rolling on the floor.
Right now, people are coming or going, shrinking or growing, pushing or pulling, speeding or slowing, spending or earning, teaching or learning, freezing or burning.
Right now, all around the earth.
Right now, all around the earth, we live for all.
Holy Jurassic Source. All right, what was it?
I don't know. What was it Christian said? Holy Jurassic Park?
What?
You know, when fucking Edge of Christian came out, fucking Christian fucking saying, Holy Jurassic Park, there's a Freakosaurus in the ring. Oh, great. Turn your fan off and then you get unmuted. What's going on there, Demon?
Not much. Nothing important.
Nothing important. There's something, though.
Yeah.
Oh, especially because we're talking about D-Bond. Don't forget when he did that religious one.
What about religion?
Covering the D-Bond.
What the fuck are you talking about?
When D-Bond left Team 3D for the first time, he did a different gimmick.
You realize back in WWE, they weren't known as Team 3D.
I know that. They were known as the Dug Boys. I know I'm not stupid.
Well, you surprise us sometimes.
So, the first time he left, it was when he left Dug Boys in WWE, and he wasn't known as Brother Devon. So, I don't know why he called him Brother Devon for.
It was Covenant Devon, some shit like that.
No, it was Reverend Devon.
Okay, close enough.
And that was a horrible fucking gimmick as well.
Yeah, even Sanjay did it, the exact same thing.
I mean, don't know what the fuck they were thinking with that one. They were trying to convert everybody.
Get the toilet!
There, I'm getting the toilet. I don't know, man. I mean, it's funny, though, because of the fact, you know, watching the best of Raw. Man, we got to see something that we ain't seen in a long ass time. The ghetto.
Good matches.
Well, that and a plug for fucking Lugs.
So what?
You know that promo for Lugs, the boot.
Lugs, man, they were advertising for fucking PlayStation 2.
Well, that too.
Or JVC.
Yeah, man, that's a go. Holy shit. What's the commercial from the past? But you know what the best thing about this, better thing about this is? No John Cena, no Del Rio, no Ziggler, no Miz.
Yeah, we actually like all the wrestlers.
Yeah, seriously. Well, almost
even Bookman wants to see this shit.
What? What do you want to see?
Boogeyman
won.
He wants to see Tech and Wild now.
Nobody wants to see Wild out. Nobody
who
should. Nobody should want to see Wild out.
Are we talking about Justin?
I mean, I said Boogeyman wants to see Tech and Wild out.
Yeah, that would be Justin.
Justin also wants to follow that that pretty boy that was on a telephone call, too. I can see Justin now. He saw that. He broke out his razor, and he started cutting himself.
Oh, man.
And then he posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that retarded bullshit.
We know Havoc. It's retarded.
And what's funny is the fact that, you know, I got bored, so I tried finding that dude on Facebook, and it said could not be found.
No.
He doesn't exist.
So how do you feel about the lineup for the new ICP tour going on?
What's the new lineup?
You not pay attention to anything?
No, not really.
The fuck, man! You run a Juggalo radio show and you never have information about Juggalo things.
Fine, let me go get the lineup for it. Hopefully, it's a good lineup. Fuck it, Ty Jerry. Learn English.
¿Cómo que eso no?
Same goes to you. Learn English.
He did it on a freaking promo. Tajiri.
Why the hell would we want Tajiri on a fucking promo for JR?
No. He did an Are You Talking to Me promo, if you remember that, when WrestleMania went Hollywood.
And we're watching the old Invasion, right?
I know that William Regal was around, I know. I got it.
Man, William Regal's still around, except now he's just doing commentary for NXT.
Man, he doesn't even do that anymore.
Yeah, he just sits there and flirts with fucking Brene Young.
Yeah, it's really strange that a female is running all the announcer spots.
It really is.
Well, I bet she's gonna be better than Vicky.
Did you just compare her to Vicky?
I'm being an asshole about it. I ain't serious.
Cause she's already better than Vicky.
Yeah.
At everything.
This is very true. Ah, here we go. Talk about the Shockfest. Well, it's a good lineup except for one, Mad Child.
And it seems like they're making a new fucking Daredevil.
Wait, what?
They're making a new Daredevil.
Daredevil?
Daredevil.
Why the fuck do we need another one?
Yeah.
How the fuck they don't add them to the fucking Avengers next?
Just like, why the fuck do we need Batman versus Superman?
Batman was, I think, was talking.
Looks fucking stupid. You got that new Superman, and then you got Ben Affleck gonna be Batman. Like, how good is this movie gonna be?
Yes, seriously. Ben Affleck's fucking retarded. Just fire
Ben Affleck's alright in, like, some movies, but, like, as Batman, I don't know about that. And then that new Superman guy, you know, that's in the last Superman movie, that guy fucking sucks.
Yeah, he does. And, of course, the chick that they got playing Wonder Woman in it looks fucking retarded, but, like, she's all on crack.
That's for Daredevil. Ain't nobody even really care.
Yeah, no. I don't know, mother.
You see that? Even Havoc is boring himself.
That's a first.
Yeah, that's a normal Daredevil.
Well, apparently, even what else is going on? The Guardians of the Galaxy teaming up with the Avengers. On top of that. So I think that's going to be going on in Avengers Part 2 on the Avengers.
How many times are you going to say Avengers?
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, I'm just keeping up to date on everything.
Yeah, well, the fact that you think they're going to replace fucking Captain America with a black man, this is good to show you're not up to date on everything.
So did you watch the minute promo?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Did you watch the minute promo for the Twisted album?
I got the fucking email for it.
Yeah, so you watched it then? Did it take a minute out of your time?
Not really. I didn't really watch it.
No, of course not.
Now, would this be an actual fucking album or a fucking EP like the other one's been?
This is not the album. This is something they're going to put out before they put out their album next year.
And they didn't need to just put the fucking album out already.
They will next year. God damn, man. Next fucking year it will be up.
Oh.
Did I have wrong with the fucking messenger?
Oh, fuck you, only a messenger?
Didn't you hear us earlier? You were marked as spam?
No, not what I meant. Everybody's having fucking... I've been seeing 4 or 5 messages on my face about the fucking FB Messenger.
What the... What?
The Facebook Messenger.
I mean, nobody cares about the Facebook Messenger.
Why do we care about people complaining about Facebook Messenger? Let them complain about it. Ain't nobody cares.
That too.
I can't use my Facebook Messenger.
Well, obviously they ain't doing it right.
I just wish the fucking box where all the people are, man, would just go down. Why is it always gonna be there?
Yeah, there.
Or, like, I just noticed on my actual page, like, you know, all the things I post are on one side, and then real small on the other side is shit people have posted to me. Like, when the fuck did that happen?
On your Facebook.
When the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
Don't ask. So many, it always updates. It gets annoying as fuck. Next thing. Your patient not go through. Can you please try again? I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, me too. I was like, are you fucking serious?
If I could be serious for a moment here.
Well, be serious.
You're welcome. Speak.
Yeah, Angel, be serious.
I am being serious.
Why so serious?
I don't know. I'm very curious.
So you're very curious?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, curious George, go away.
So, Havoc, do you have the song Too Far by Stevie Stone on the soundboard?
I can look. Down to Stevie.
There's fucking instant messaging on my TV. What the fuck?
Are you serious? Are you really? Yeah,
yes. I'm fucking serious, man.
I'm gonna laugh like a fucking lunatic.
I think you're gonna be there.
Was that a no then?
No. That's definitely a no. We have.
I know you got momentum. I know that. I bet.
Oh no, shit! You're not getting that. So we got Midwest Assassin, Dollar General, The Reason, 808 Bending, Perfect Stranger, Feels Good, Fire, Jump, Getting Ugly. In the game, Get My Name Out Your Mouth, Long Time Coming, Momentum of course, My Remedy, Outer Land, Turn It Up, Two Birds, One Stone, Get Out My Face, The Reason, Gravedigger, In My Zone, Relentless, Hush, Phases, Indigo, Boomerang, Boo Thing, She Go, Let It Beat, The Baptism, 1 o'clock,
Planet Dollar General Zone.
I was good, let me get back up to it.
That song's funny. Let's go rub the dung.
Cause it was all in a dream. There were things getting complicated as it would have seemed. Nigga was stressed out. The rents do a couple checks bounce. I was looking for something to test out. Criminal. I know you usually really want the style, but now circumstances have got me around. I mean, how? Up in the late night, look to check the shit out. When I see the bait bite, voices were saying,
let's go rob the Dollar General. Get the Benjamins and the penny rolls. Grab the penny holes like a criminal. Guess I'm a criminal. Let's go rob the Dollar General. Get the Benjamins and the penny rolls. Grab the penny holes. I'm a criminal. Guess I'm a criminal. Now,
here's the plan. Learn about the days ago from my man. Tonight is the night. Got a child and apprehend. We'll never get the chance to do this again. You know what I'm saying? Meet me up in the alley around 3 o'clock. All stop, cut the surveillance till we in the spot. Can the cops so we can stand out. Move the room, but now they got the rest whereabouts. Hope you're ready. Lay back and watch for the signal. Rock the proper tools so I can go through the window. Let me get
go rob the dollar store.
Really?
Man, you just completely fucked that shit up. Rob the dollar general, not the dollar store, motherfucker. We're not paying this. Anyways. So tell me, would anybody here actually fucking spend $50 on a pair of contact lenses?
Depends on the contact lens.
Really?
Well, that's hell to the no.
Like, I'm talking, because, like, Twist has got fucking two fucking contacts up on their plate for fucking $50.
Wait, what was the question?
And my question, I said, would anybody actually spend $50 on a pair of contact lenses?
Yes, people would.
Yeah, but it depends. Hell.
It should have depended. So, like, why the fuck would you spend $50 on a pair of contacts?
Dude, contacts aren't cheap to begin with.
Hell, so our glasses ain't fucking cheap to begin with.
Well, it depends on if you got, like, some deal going on or some shit.
Well, true. We got a two-for-one deal. That's another story.
Yeah, but they're
But glasses are expensive as fuck, too. But, that's why I only ever have, like, one pair for, like, a long-ass time.
Same here. Bonnie needs a friend inside.
What did he just say?
I'm really not quite sure. I'm just kind of going with it.
Yeah, we're just going to have to nod our heads and agree. There we go. Ghetto can get himself a pair of Twisted Faces sunglasses.
What is your deal pushing sunglasses to me?
What I'm trying to figure out is... I guess you can't be able to ski without these sunglasses.
I don't really wear sunglasses due to the fact that I wear glasses.
Yeah, but still, man, the fact that they actually put out sunglasses that literally have their faces on the fucking lenses.
Well, I don't know why they did that. That's going to be our next step in merchandising right there. We're going to have JR glasses with our faces on the lenses.
We don't need to scare people off from our merchandise there, man.
Man, people don't even want to buy the merchandise we have now. Put our faces on it. Sure as fuck don't want to buy it.
Speaking of which, how about the fact when I went to the ball on fucking Monday rocking that shit? Man, every single little kid was afraid to come up, was afraid of me. Mainly because of the fucking clown.
Why would little kids want to come up to you anyway?
I'm going to say it, man. The fucking kids were like all afraid of the clown.
Just can't sleep. Clowns will eat me.
Yes, they will.
Can't walk by that guy. Clown will eat me.
I don't know what was over that shit, but it was kind of funny.
So you see, after all these emails that I had to send the good old Blaze and ABK and their team to get my order shipped out, it finally worked. Now, my next step is to get fucking Liz Katz to answer me, dumb bitch.
Good luck with that one.
I knew I shouldn't have ordered anything off of that bitch. She's very unreliable.
Wait, so exactly what did you order from Blaze and ABK?
That drive-by CD that they put out recently.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because I don't know. I couldn't get in contact with them because, man, it's been about 2 weeks, and I didn't receive a CD and shit. So I sent their contact thing some messages, and nobody answered back today. So then I called PayPal, and they gave me their email. So then I emailed them.
That works.
Man, they're lucky I didn't fucking put a claim on that like I did with Whitney Payton.
Yeah, seriously.
But see that, man, all it took was that email sent to them, and now they sent me the tracking information.
Yeah, like you said, now all you gotta do is go through fucking Liz Cash, which seriously was a big mistake on your part because we both know that she don't send shit ever out at all.
That's what I'm saying, though, but like, it was only $7.50.
Yeah, but still, man, this is what his cats are talking about. She don't send shit out right away.
Yeah, dude, I sent her a message. She didn't read it. I commented on one of her pictures. She didn't reply.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
So maybe by Christmas time, I'll have that photo.
Yeah.
And there really isn't a Liz Katz complaint department. Maybe if I make a YouTube video,
yeah, that might work.
That she should ship out her orders. She'll maybe listen.
Yeah. What kind of an angel?
Think the clowns ate them.
It's possible.
Angel.
Angel.
Okay.
I guess he's dead.
See, that's the beauty of ordering things off of PayPal, man. You'll get your money back regardless.
Hell yeah. Oh, there he is. He hung up the call back in.
Yeah, that freaking thing's still acting up.
I was like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Remember, Angel, if you order something off of PayPal, you'll always get your money back if you never get it.
I remember. Never order anything from fucking Liz Cat because you'll never get it.
Yeah, that was my own stupidity. Silly me. I was fooled by her titties again.
Well, you know, they do fool a lot of people.
Like I told you before, man, that girl could sell you anything, man. She sold me a photo. And now look.
Yeah. Now you ain't getting it.
Here I am sitting out in the cold with nothing.
Let's see. Okay, this is bullshit. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, great. Here he goes, trying to sing a song again.
Angel, just don't. Please don't.
What song are we trying to sing tonight, Angel?
Star Wars.
Wow.
That was not...
That was not even close. You're lucky there's no Star Wars nerds around, man. They would whoop your ass.
He's glad that there's no Star Wars nerds around with actual fucking lightsabers. They kill his ass.
Nope, because if they do that, I'll just crack him in the nuts.
Crack him in the nuts. What do you want to touch people's nuts for?
Damn, from the fucking boondocks.
What? You want to touch them while they're in the boondocks?
No, that's a song from the fucking boondocks. What the fuck? Here you go again with that shit again.
Hey, it's not my fault your phone sucks and I got to piece together what you're saying.
It's not our fault that, you know, you want to touch guys in the nuts in the boondocks.
Yeah. He got to be far away in the boondocks, man.
Oh,
just
whatever.
To touch a guy's nuts.
Well, don't forget, he admitted last night that he has a crush on Perez Hilton.
See, that's why he's in the boondocks, man, with Perez Hilton.
Fucking asshole.
They're over there watching anime.
I am Root.
I don't know what the hell that is.
I have no idea either. I watch anime, but I've never heard anything like that before.
What the hell? Somebody's not fucking constipated.
Yeah,
what?
You.
Who's constipated?
No. Somebody was constipated there, or that they were drinking something.
No.
What
I heard
the hell are you talking about? Well, stop hearing noises.
I'm not hearing no noises. I just heard a noise.
Can you describe this noise?
Silas was fucking constipated.
Give us an example.
Some shit like that.
Can you use it in a sentence?
The motherfucker was fucking constipated. Can you call me a fucking break?
I'm sorry, sir. There's no profanity.
You lose.
You motherfuckers.
So he does it again.
Yeah, seriously.
Sorry, sir, you were disqualified.
Yes.
Dislike. Middle finger.
Dislike, middle finger.
All of the Jericho.
What you watching, the last match of the Invasion?
Man, I'm watching the Best of Raw, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm thinking you're watching the Invasion.
I was. But see, that's what was supposed to happen in the last WWE video game. They're supposed to continue on with the Invasion type shit, but then they never did. They should do it this time, motherfuckers.
Seriously.
Give us something good to look forward to, man. I don't want no more goddamn...
John Cena.
Legend bullshit.
We should kill the Cena.
No, I don't want anything to do with Cena either.
Yeah, fuck no.
I don't want to have 16 matches between The Rock and John Cena.
Thank God yogurt girl in here for that
yogurt
shit.
Girl?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is yogurt girl?
Who do you think I'm talking about?
That's usually what happens, you know. People get boyfriends, girlfriends, and then they disappear.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Look at Carrie.
Well, as of now, she's single again.
Yeah, but still, she disappeared.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's Perry Saturday and Moppy.
Yeah, that's just what it is. Snossages?
Yahtzee! I don't know, but fucking Perry said it was funny when he was fucking crazy.
Yeah, well, look at him now. Tattoos all over his face.
Trying to be like Logan and such.
No, man, ain't they real tattoos?
Oh, yeah, they are, but still.
There's nothing like Tensai.
Yeah. He came off during matches.
Yeah. And now he's a commentator.
Yeah. A terrible one.
I could just imagine Khali on commentary, though, on NXT.
Man, I can't imagine Great Khali on anything.
Put him right next to Alex Riley.
That guy can't even stand up.
Yeah, what the but I think the even funny thing is the fact that Paul Heyman actually went to go get Paris Hilton some fucking sausages.
Of course. Sausages.
Yeah.
Shut up.
There will be no more of that.
Yeah. No more of that nonsense. And why the fucking hell did Raven come down with a fucking shopping cart that included fucking plants?
He always did that.
He always did. I remember that shit. Hell.
No. But it has fucking, it has a plant. Like, literally has a plant in it.
So he got like a zombie or Frankenstein or some shit in there, too.
Well, he maybe wanted his weed. Never fucking know.
And it wasn't even weed. It was like it was like one of those stupid little fucking vine plants.
Although that was a very pathetic hardcore match, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look what happened that one match between what? Somebody came out with a fucking door, and Tommy Dreamer came out with a freaking hot dog stand.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I don't either.
That was ECW.
Yeah, I still don't remember anybody coming out with a fucking hot dog stand. And I've seen everything from ECW.
But this was the new ECW, though.
That's why, because I don't... Dude, that wasn't even ECW. That was WWE, not ECW.
I know. It's the bootlegged version of it.
No. It was just WWE, because if you notice, there was no hardcore matches. There was nothing extreme about it. It was all pathetic.
Yes, it was. Yes, it fucking was.
That explains it, because, you know, when they became WWE's version of ECW, I stopped watching that shit because I refused to watch it.
The only thing that good word about it was the New Breed. That's the only thing I liked about the New Breed.
Man, Only good thing about it was Kelly naked every week. But I didn't watch ECW at that time, so I missed it.
Man, the only good thing about it...
Yeah, Extreme Net will say.
No. The only good thing about it, it got canceled.
Then got replaced by NXT.
Got replaced by what?
NXT.
We'll see, at least NXT's better than that.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, it's sad when NXT's got better matches than actually WWE does. Like Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, I've noticed that over the couple weeks, man, yeah. Even though you know who's going to win, but it's still more exciting.
Yeah, right.
Are there any samples right now on NXT?
Samples? Not really.
No. I mean,
just a few tag teams, is it?
Wait. What the fuck did you say? And what do you want them to bring back?
What if? I'm being sarcastic about this. Why don't they bring back the core? What if?
If they bring back the core, I'm going to stab you.
That would never work. The Nexus didn't work. That didn't work. Why would they bring that back?
I mean, for fuck's sake, they tried bringing back the Nexus with fucking CM Punk. It still didn't work.
Yeah.
I thought it was better with CM Punk when Nexus was around. That's just my opinion, though.
Even Bray Wyatt couldn't make the Nexus work. You see that?
Yeah, seriously.
He took out beaten for nothing.
Yeah, see, I still remember that shit.
And JR, you're an idiot. Oh my god, Kurt Angle has gone extreme. Yeah, he put him in an ankle lock. So that's so extreme, isn't it?
Yeah, he's gone extreme. He did like nothing. He did fucking nothing.
Who do you think will win this fight, Kurt Angle or Jack Swagger?
Don't care. I don't like either one of them.
Yeah, really?
I think it'll be a pretty good match, plus with the amateur backgrounds.
Oh, what would be a good match is The Rock in his prime versus Randy Orton.
What's Randy Orton?
Well,
what do you mean, which Randy Orton?
Yes, seriously.
Just Randy Orton.
I'm talking about gimmick-wise. That's what I mean.
What?
Gimmick-wise.
You got Evolution Orton,
you got Bible Orton, you got Bitch Boy Orton.
Man, ain't nothing's different about any of them.
Yeah, seriously. But I mean,
so he doesn't kick people in the head anymore. It's still the same thing, though.
Yeah.
But there's the one that's not doing that because he wants to almost kill Cody.
I wish he would have.
Man, we all wish he would have killed Cody.
I mean, look, now he gave him fucking brain damage, and now he's Stardust.
Good point there. Good fucking point there.
Now he talks to himself.
Yeah, and throws
Stardust
in his face. Or Cosmic Dust, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
The Cosmic Key.
Yeah, man. The Rock versus Randy Orton, that should be a good match. I mean, come on. Yeah, you know, third generation superstar versus third generation superstar.
It would be a good match, but too bad the asshole's a fucking part timer.
What about Rocky Maivia?
I don't know, but I don't think they should bring back Rocky Maivia.
Yeah, to the fucking now.
Hey, what about retirement there, Angel?
He's a part-timer. Part-timer.
Man, they're all part-timers. Look at them.
Yeah, look at Brock Lesnar. He's a part-timer. He's about to win the fucking championship.
Yeah, seriously. I mean,
that would be crazy to give Sting the fucking title after that.
I mean, for folks' sake, he says a part-timer and they let him win a match.
Wait, who?
Thank God
Cena's
going to fucking Hollywood.
He's Slater. He's a part-timer.
He ain't no part-timer. He's always there. What are you talking about?
And let's see, you also had another part-timer, Zack Ryder.
Yeah, he's a part-timer.
But they don't sell his
yeah.
merch no more, but yeah, they still keep him.
They sell his merch? What are you
talking about? They don't sell his merch no more.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
I thought they stopped.
Somebody clearly doesn't go on WWE.com.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, seriously, dude, Caitlyn's no longer there, but yet they still sell her merchandise.
Well, technically, her name is still there, but there's nothing there.
Oh, but, man, they got
it. But I just saw Zack Ryder's T-shirts and shit, so they do still sell it. Speaking of which, yesterday there they had all T-shirts for $17.99.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Oh, yeah. I saw the Sting T-shirt, too.
Yeah, man, yeah. I don't know, that's kind of good.
I saw the Sting shirt, and then I saw the 15 pages of Hulkamania shirts.
Yeah, they don't need that many.
I don't understand why Hulk Hogan needs like a million fucking T-shirts for WWE when he hasn't even been there for the longest time, and he doesn't do shit.
I don't know.
Like, Hulk Hogan, it's great that you're back and all, man, but we don't need fucking, like, 10 new T-shirts for you.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, shit, the Ultimate Warrior came back. He got, like, one T-shirt, but now he's dead.
Yeah, really. And then they got fucking Roman Reigns' T-shirt looking like fucking Spider-Man.
Man, fuck that shit.
What the fuck is that bullshit?
Why is it that now that the Shield splits up and they all have their separate things, all their T-shirts pretty much suck?
Yeah, really.
Like, really? Seth Rollins, man, he could have had a better T-shirt than that. Like, what the hell is that?
Man, Dean Ambrose could have had a better shirt. But Unstable is the best that they came up with.
Like, I don't know. I guess they must be fans of Chris Calico. I don't know.
They probably are.
Angel, did you die again? Are you no longer here?
I'm here.
Oh, you're really quiet.
I'm checking on the page of the sex times. I'm off and on.
What the hell did you just say? Something about the sex page?
I told you these motherfuckers don't fucking win.
This is no time.
Got it. Huh?
I said, this is no time to be me checking out sex pages.
I'm not. I'm talking about checking out the fucking JFC.
Close enough.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, wall-to-wall selfies. Fucking people trying to hook up with them. Miners up in there.
Yeah, it's a whole new meaning to plenty of fish.
It's funny because he laughs because he knows it's true.
Of course, well, I know my maiden's got it.
Got what? HIV?
No.
What the fuck?
Watching the page. Anything shit goes down, they usually tell us anyway.
Shit goes down. What goes down?
Yeah, seriously.
There's a lot of shit that goes down.
Oh yeah, like
you
what? Besides your admins,
what the hell's going on? Huh?
Besides your admins fighting with everybody and enforcing rules, what else happens in that group?
The trolls like to hide in there a lot. So yeah, we get
trolls.
A lot of messages.
All the trolls run the group. I'm talking about
trolls.
The biggest
not
trolls in every group, man, are usually the people that run them.
Not all of them.
That one group, JFC, and all Juggalos, Chad.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Selfie war. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, they really do have way too many fucking. Like, you really got to do some of those selfies there, in your group there, Angel.
I think I really liked it better when old Juggler's chat was on lockdown and you had to have permission to post something.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, there's a selfie. There's another selfie.
Selfie, selfie! Here's a fun fact for you, too, that was on the news. You can now use selfie and hashtag when you play Scrabble.
Oh, fuck no. Hell no.
They're official words you could use when playing Scrabble.
Wow. That sounds weird.
Well, we all know Angel can't spell, so he doesn't play Scrabble.
Well,
I never did like the game, so yeah.
Damn it, Stephanie, shut up. Doing your fucking weave.
That would be a perm, crimp, whatever the fuck that shit's called.
Man, it looks like a fucking weave. As far as Sonic, man, he looks like he's rocking a fucking toupee. And Hello Kitty's getting way out of control now.
Okay.
Seriously, man, fucking... We're making all these fucking things. I mean, yes, I know this is fucking old, but you got the fucking Choose Your Kitty. Lotus, Abomasion, Myth, Fever. I believe it's someone with Paul Heyman.
Do it.
I seriously just and we lost Angel.
Mm-hmm. He scrolled too far.
he scrolled himself.
Yeah, he scrolled.
Oh, I guess we'll just come back tomorrow night. I'm going to watch the rest of this Chester Raw.
Nard, bye.
Peace.